linked at USSportsPages.com.
Ford is making some auto parts with 3D printers now. The automaker is saying they're currently being used for its Ford Performance race car division, but it's looking into whether 3D printed parts might be an option for mass-produced cars and trucks as well. It's tax season again, and your odds of being audited by the IRS are the lowest in more than a decade, as Mark Mayfield reports.
The tax agency reports the percentage of individual tax returns being audited fell to 0.7% in the 2016 fiscal year. That's the lowest since 2003. To put it another way, you have a 1 in 143 chance of being audited. Business owners also face declining chances of being audited. Less than one-half of 1% of small and large corporations, partnerships, and so-called subchapter S returns were audited last year, the lowest rate since 2004.
Portland, Maine's about to start a pilot program to curb panhandling. The program would pay panhandlers to work on beautification projects around the city. Starting next month, five people will get minimum wage to clean up the city twice a week. If it works, the program could be expanded to help more people. And today is National Pancake Day and Kids Day, and IHOP is teaming up with a number of children's hospitals as select locations are giving away free short stacks of pancakes. While the pancakes are free, the company hopes customers will then make a donation. Remember, you can always find us online as well as on the radio. Just go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Very well said. And on that cheery note, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Deck. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto, John Wayne, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hey, that's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, and IHOP. Bring you along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country, and, well, they love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, on a National Pancake Day, well, it's all about radio on the go. If you're heading to your local pancake haunt and you want to sit down and you want to enjoy you some Spano and Black while you're stuffing your face with blueberry pancakes, well, I would like some blueberry pancakes. And, you know, enjoy it. It's devices. It's platforms. It's radio on the go. Joe, talk to them about it.
Well, I have one question for you. Who's
yes.
Zed?
Zed's dead, baby.
Zed's dead,
Zed
baby.
Dead.
Which means he ain't going to miss his bike.
It's not a bike. It's a chopper.
Chopper. The many ways. We should dive right into the many ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. We got a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, and we love our apps. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio. All downloadable to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't. All have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces are able to tune into all the fine programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And if you're in the armed forces, you're part of the AFN, you're listening to us, go get some blueberry pancakes. Go enjoy your day.
Well, on that cheery note, Bob, we'll set the table next, and then we'll hit the ground running as we tip off this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Jerry just said goodbye to everybody. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Joe, it's, you know, we start the hour with just sometimes athletes just have a black cloud over them. And this particular athlete has had a black cloud over his body for a good chunk of his career. And man, oh man, talk about bad sequels. You've seen Gone in 60 Seconds, which was a pretty bad movie, and Gone in 58 Seconds, which is the Andrew Bogut story. What a horror trip.
You're absolutely right. We should probably, before we dive too deep into that, set the table for this entire show, which we didn't have time to do at the very top. And we're going to lead with the NBA, and we'll start with Andrew Bogut and move out and hit any other NBA stories from there before we roll into some NFL and tie a bow around the scouting combine and hit the latest news and rumors. And then before we part company, we'll make sure we get to the world of college basketball. And tickets were punched last night. More tickets will be punched tonight. And we'll just dive into all the stories around college basketball as Selection Sunday quickly approaches, Bob. But let's circle back to Andrew Bogut, as you said. 58 seconds on the court. First game with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Broken tibia. Gone for the season. The Cavaliers are back down to one rim protector instead of two. And, you know, when they added Bogut, we talked about a lot of the positives that he could bring until Kevin Love got healthy. You know, the ability as a second interior defender, he'd give them versatility and looks, be able to play a bigger group with Thompson and Bogut on the floor together. We thought one of his most important contributions would be as a screener, number one, get some guys open on the perimeter, hit wide open jump shots, and as an elbow passer. Because as a big, he's one of the very best passing centers in the game, if not the very best passing true center in the game. And he would take on a lot of Kevin Love's role in the offense as that elbow passer. You know, he can roll the basket on the screen and roll. So we thought there was a lot that he could do for the Cavaliers for the balance of the regular season, take some pressure off of guys, give some different looks out. And come the postseason, we weren't sure how much duty he would see. We thought it would be a situation if the Cavaliers were healthy. Sometimes you would see Andrew Bogut if there was a matchup they wanted to counter or exploit a matchup of their own. And then there'd be times where you wouldn't see him if they decided they wanted to go small. So while this is a debilitating loss for Andrew Bogut as he was on the court for 58 seconds, I think this is one of those losses that the Cavaliers can overcome. I think it takes something away from them going forward for the balance of the regular season. It takes a little something away from their postseason charge as well. But ultimately, of the two acquisitions, I think losing Deron Williams would have been much more devastating for them than losing Andrew Bogut, who I think they can easily recover from his loss. And I don't anticipate them really reaching too deeply to bring in another big to replace him, as, you know, it's going to be a guy who gets spot duty number one. And Bogut's skill set is kind of specialized as an elbow passer and a tremendous screener, which was kind of more valuable to them than anything else, even the rim protection aspect.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. And you're right. Had it been Deron Williams, then they would have been back to square one as far as anybody being able to distribute the ball other than Kyrie and LeBron James, and it would have hurt them. You feel bad for the guy. I mean, obviously nobody wants to see anybody get hurt, but here's a guy that he had his choice, Joe, and you ended up being right. But I remember when he got cut loose after the trade, there were some options out there. He could have gone to the Spurs. He could have gone to the Celtics. There was even some interest from Golden State, but he had no interest in them. And he chose the Cavaliers. It looked like a pretty good match as far as he was going to just get his little spot duty here and there, but he was able to change the tempo of whatever direction Cleveland wanted to go in, as we were talking about at the time, being proactive as opposed to reactive in some instances. And, man, just down like he was shot, and just a fluke injury. I mean, it was nothing dirty about it. It was just a play that happened out on the perimeter, and a knee collides with a leg, and the leg gave, and the knee didn't. And it was horrible to see, but I think you're right. I think they can withstand this particular loss. They're going to reach. They had been talking to Larry Sanders before the deadline. Maybe they bring him in. Hey, now. Eric Moreland, who they had at camp.
Is that even a word? Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Doesn't make any sense. Use it to say. Go ahead. Do you remember that episode where Larry Sanders goes to Hank? He goes, I don't want you to use hey, now on the show anymore, but it's my thing. But I'll use it in a sentence. Hey now, Larry.
Hey now, Larry.
Or whatever. He just puts hey now in front of a regular sentence, and Larry's like, yeah. No. And he really was going to bar Hank from using hey now. That was great. That was so and good. Hank's that freaking out because show. He's such a one-trick pony that it was all he had was hey now.
Yep. That was such a good show. But we digress.
We usually do.
They had Eric Moreland in camp, Joe, and here's a guy down in the D-League. 13.5, 11 boards, 2 assists, block and a half, 2 blocks, and he's pretty good in the D League,
Okay,
but
might as well bring in General William Westmoreland if you're going to bring in Eric Moreland.
Hey, you know something? No, there are some D-League guys that fill in and give you the kind of minutes. And don't forget, you know, we're talking about coming in and giving you 10 to 12 minutes. So, you know, maybe you can do it.
Actually, if it's not Bogut, most of these guys are going to give you 10 or 12 minutes once a week. You know, Bogut with Love out, I think he would have played a little bit because of some of the unique things he brings.
Right.
You know, and Eric Moreland, he's just going to be a second big body. This guy would get a lot of DNP coaches' decisions if that's a guy they bring in. You know, I've heard other rumors, and you're reading the same articles that I am.
Yeah, Solinger.
Anderson Varejao, who basically moves like a glacier now, so he's not going to happen.
I could beat him on the dribble.
Yeah. Here's the funniest one. Kendrick Perkins.
I know. Who, by the way, but you know what would happen there? We could both beat him on the dribble, but we'd each get an elbow to the head as going past him.
Yeah, but how's he going to get back down court going the other way? You could time Kendrick Perkins with a sundial. He's so freaking slow.
Oh, no. They'll leave him down there like Chief.
Just stand there with the arms. You know, you talk about John Ross, you know, setting the combine record for the fastest 40. He would, you know, John Ross would run with like Kendrick Perkins. He'd look like the Flash in one of those movies or cartoons. Because John Ross would actually run down, back. He'd actually lap Kendrick Perkins. So I don't think Kendrick Perkins, you know, is a good fit. Larry Sanders is, I guess, intriguing in that. What he was before he left. He's a classic rim protector. I don't know that Larry Sanders is a screener like Andrew Bogut. He's certainly not a passer like Andrew Bogut. So, I don't know what kind of fit Larry Sanders is other than before he disappeared from basketball in the middle of the 2014-2015 season, he was a hell of a shot blocker. And he was versatile enough to be able to chase people around on the perimeter and defend them. So if you decide to go bigger with him, you don't sacrifice all your athleticism. But what am I going to get out of a guy who last played competitive NBA basketball in 2014-2015 when it's now 2017?
You know,
what can he possibly give me? You know, it's kind of like a fighter retiring for 3.5 years and, well, come on, jump back in a ring and give, you know, and go right in and face the champ. Well, unless, you know, that usually doesn't turn into a competitive fight because of ring rust. Well, he's going to have court rust. Yeah. You know, so I don't imagine that, and I know they've been talking to him, but I don't imagine, maybe, I think the most likely one, like you said, is Eric Moreland. Hey, he's a big body. We elevate him from the D-League, and we sit him on the bench. If we need to go big, he's there. If not, he gets a lot of DNP coaches' decisions, but he ain't going to harm us because he is capable and he's big. So, yeah. I mean, that's really all I got on that, Bob, as we get up against it here. What do you say we wrap up Andrew Bogut and kind of expand out from there and get into some of the other NBA news? That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Weigh in at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll pick it up right after this.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
And here you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And we were talking about what happened to Andrew Bogut, unfortunately, and some of the options or lack thereof. You know, we talked about Moreland. We talked about Sanders. You know, he's playing down in the D-League, Joe, which I didn't even realize because he had such a nondescript couple of minutes with the NBA. Walter called me Eddie Tavares. You know, 7'3", 265. Atlanta.
And maker of famous disco songs in the 70s.
Yes, but... 17 points, 10.5 boards, 2.5 blocks. You know, the only highlight I've seen on him in the last 2 years has been Nate Robinson dribbling between his legs on a D-League game. Because I didn't really – did you realize Nate Robinson's playing in the D-League still?
Yeah, I did. I saw the thing about I saw him dribble through Walter Tavares's legs. So.
Yeah.
And that's how I knew about it. So.
I didn't even realize it was Tavares, but he's down there and he's playing well. So, I mean, look, these agents will reach out. They'll talk to the Cavs and, you know, they'll make their decision on who they're going to sign. My bet would be Sanders.
You think so? I mean, I don't think they're going to sign. I think it's Moreland, actually. I just think they bring up Moreland from the D-League just because he's ready and they don't really have to do anything with him. You know, they play him when they need to, and otherwise he gets a lot of DNP coaches' decisions. What am I going to get out of Larry Sanders? I haven't played competitive basketball in 2 years.
Well, I mean, they were interested enough to bring him in and try him out.
Yeah, they were so interested after they tried him out, they didn't sign him.
But, you know, Bogut was going to be out there, so, I mean, yeah. I get so, that.
Just something to you think that, well, David Griffin did know that. That's why I tell LeBron James, stop being the general manager. And, you know, maybe yeah. They will bring in Tavares. I could see LeBron, you know, singing Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel.
Yeah, exactly. You and know? Then dribble between his legs.
Well, LeBron ain't dribbling between Tavares' legs. He'd just go right over him.
That could be a little dangerous for both of them.
Yeah, exactly right. I'll tell you what, I'm on Twitter right now, and I'm looking at some of the National Pancake Day tweets.
Yep.
And there's one that's awesome. It's, I think these are firemen. Yeah, they're firemen, because who else does this at work? No knock
okay,
on firemen.
Okay.
And we thank them for their work, but they seem to have an awful lot of downtime. There's a fireman with an outdoor flat top. You know, nice. I guess they put a flat top over the barbecue. And he is over his right shoulder. He's taking a spatula and flipping pancakes. And then there's a fireman back behind him catching them.
Nice.
You know, like I said, you know, other than the whole firefighting, other than actually having to go in and fight fires, which is incredibly dangerous, and I admire them, they don't do a lot.
Right.
They do a lot of sitting around, hanging out, cooking and eating.
There's a lot of downtime.
Yeah. And then a couple of other observations. I thought everybody could make a reasonably good pancake, right? Mm-hmm. You know, some are better than others.
Yeah.
But is it possible to burn a pancake?
Yeah.
It's not
sure
easy.
It is. There's a very easy method to making a pancake. It's simple. You know, when you put it on the flat top, you wait till the bubbles pop.
Then you flip it.
As soon as they do, you flip it. It's not complicated.
It's simple. No, that's why I'm amazed that somebody could burn them. And here's the best part. A University of Michigan and Northwestern alum. You know, I'm reading her Twitter. She's a reporter for WTOL, in which I don't know where WTOL is, but she actually, here's her tweet. It's a young lady by the name of Sarah Shu. I can't pronounce her last name. It needs a vowel and it's not there. So,
okay, Vanna.
So here's her tweet, and it's at Sarah WTOL. That's her Twitter handle, so you can go follow her and try to figure out how to pronounce her last name. Turns out I'm not good at making pancakes. Free stack at IHOP today and support, and then there's some other stuff. But you got to see these pancakes. They're like charcoal black. It's like, okay, great, terrific.
Oh, so, I mean, there are people who do things like that so they can get the intention on Twitter. Yeah, I'm seeing the lead of pancakes are overrated, and it's time we all admit it. No, they're not. Pancakes are not overrated.
Behold the bacon pancake. Regina Spicola tweeting, behold the bacon pancake. So
everything Georgia. Obviously, we have the IHOP contribution. Oh, yeah, fans of Philly. See, now that's how people do pancakes sometimes. You know, they do the bacon and the egg. Sometimes they put the egg right on the pancake.
See, I'm not a fan. I need some separation there.
Regina Spicola, who said IHOP has gone too far with this new flavors. There's a frog sitting on top of a pancake. A little Photoshop there.
Here's a nice one. Miss Connecticut eating pancakes. I didn't think Miss Connecticut could eat pancakes.
I didn't know there was a Miss Connecticut.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
She looked like Hillary Clinton.
No. She's a reasonably attractive girl. Some of these pageant girls are amazing looking. Some, they missed, but that's okay.
Kind of like us.
Yeah, well, this is a good looking pancake. Darren, our old friend Darren Revelle, you know, one of the premier sports business experts in the world. Favorite pancake on National Pancake Day. The Buffalo Chicken Pancake Wrap from the Brownstone Diner in Jersey City, New Jersey.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Well, see, I just got turned off on the fireman flipping the pancake thing.
Why?
Once they went to the Ace Hardware bucket.
No, that's for the tequila later.
Yeah, I don't want something that's had spackle in it with my pancake batter.
Wallpaper paste may be what comes out later, but that's a story for another day.
The guy is good, though.
Fox and Friends celebrate. Yeah, isn't he amazing? Fox and Friends celebrating National Pancake Day in style. He's amazing. I'm watching him again.
Yeah.
I bet you this guy can cook.
I bet he can.
Guarantee you, he's the guy they never bother to send out to the fire. It's like Mo, Larry, and Curly at the firehouse. Where are those three numbskulls? He's like, you stay back and cook. We'll be back. You know.
And then
this is a good one.
Doing a Prince knockoff, doing pancakes.
Everybody loves pancakes, and there's a cat.
Yeah, I saw that
taking
one.
The top one off the stack. And I saw the Prince one. All right, I guess we're good. I mean, you know, I saw people burn. There's a lot of IHOPs on here, and
Yeah. But see, now Gates McFadden, right, from the old Star Trek show, the reboot, you know, the one with the guy who can't act, Patrick Stewart. She put out her blueberry, raspberry, and banana pancakes. Now, see, that's where pancakes go into an art form. Because if you do it right, now I don't know if your mom did pancakes or not. Oh, I see Miss Connecticut. Yeah, she all right. My
what,
mom.
You're complying. You're because she might not be good enough for you, huh? It's close.
All right. She's got a pretty dopey grin on her face, and I don't like the way she handles her arms.
She's a pageant girl. She's probably pretty dopey. No offense. Have you ever heard her answer those questions?
That was.
And I just want to save the world. Okay.
World peace. My mom used to dice up apples. Right.
That's tough, but that's tricky.
And a little bit of cinnamon, but she diced them up. You know, rather than put in like apple slices, you know, something like that. That made all the difference.
But it's tricky because with fruit, if you do it kind of like it's either too big, there's surface area, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, but see, that was the thing. The trick was dicing the apples, because if you didn't dice the apples took over the pancake batter and they would stick to the pan. If you diced them and you mixed them into the batter, they cooked up just like a regular pancake. She used to put a little cinnamon in there, too. And then we didn't even need syrup. We would put a little butter on the pancake. We didn't even mess with the maple syrup. And we'd eat them that way. Tasty.
No syrup, huh? Interesting.
We could put it on if we wanted. But with the cinnamon and the apple in there, and she used a lot of apples.
Okay.
Which is also why you had to dice them real small.
Basically, the only two fruits we use, we always had pancakes, but that was Dad's thing. Dad always made the pancakes.
Right.
Mom made the French toast. Because Dad didn't make a good French toast. As far as the only two fruits we used in the pancakes, sometimes banana and sometimes blueberry, but not together. And blueberry's tricky because sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. They're not as sweet as you would think. The reason they get them sweet in a lot of the pancake places is they cheat and they use them with some of that compote. We were just washing fresh blueberries and putting them in the batter. And that could work. It couldn't. Bananas were always very good.
Yeah.
You know, banana because of the sweetness. They were really good. You slice them up right, put them in the batter. I like the banana pancakes.
Yeah, but that was always one of my favorites. Yeah, you had to slice them real thin. If you didn't slice them real thin, then, you ran into the same problem with the apples. They'd end up sticking to the pan. You know, you got to, it's all in the art form. You know, I'm assuming your mom was as good with a knife as mine was.
Oh, yeah, great knife skills. I mean, Italian mom. She spent her life cooking. You know, cooking and feeding our family, amongst other things.
Mine was fixing
the bed as soon as you got out of it.
Yeah. You know, mine was out in the street cutting people, so she had good knife skills.
So, you know, again, a whole lot of fun. We got to ridicule people for burning pancakes. We made fun of Miss Connecticut for looking like a dip, you know what. I actually said dip, and then I trailed off before I said it, but I was thinking it, and we all know what I was thinking.
That was stick.
I trailed it off on purpose, you know, see if anybody was paying attention. None of you were, but that's okay. You know. But she did look kind of dippy, I'll agree.
I'll check
But still very cute. But pageant girls are hit and miss, like I say. Actually, up next, we'll get back to the NBA now that we've given you an entire segment on pancakes. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Want some beans? Go to some matter up country tomorrow. You better have some beans.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I don't think that's something they ever mixed in with pancake batter is beans.
I hope not.
Hey, listen, they do everything savory these days.
Yeah, no, but beans. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if there was a way they could find to do it, I'm assuming they would. But
mm-hmm. There ain't a way. What do you say we move back to the NBA and get to what we promised? I guess we'll wrap up Andrew Bogut and the Cavaliers. And you think Larry Sanders is the favorite? I kind of think his commitment or lack thereof in resuming his career, coupled with the fact that he's been out of basketball for so long and may not necessarily be an ideal fit. I think they go with more like an Eric Moreland.
Okay.
You know, again, he's a guy we can play him if we need to go big, and he won't hurt us. And if we give him DNP coach's decision, we're fine, and he's in shape. You know, he's playing now. Sanders has to get back into basketball shape, has to get his wind up, number one. Yeah. You know, and Anderson Varejão, as we said, him and Kendrick Perkins are glaciers. So I think they bring up a Moreland if they do anything. I don't think Larry Sanders is really – I don't think that's an option that's going to happen. I mean, like I said, they brought him in, they talked to him, and they're like, well, it's okay, we'll pass.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be right.
Sometimes we'll I am. A lot of times.
Yeah, no. Hey, listen, I got a good one for you here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Food Channel. Somebody did it right. Yeah. They got the pancakes integrated into the batter as it should be. And then they have a little pouring of syrup on top, but they also have blueberries placed strategically on top of the pancakes with a pat of butter.
Must have a pat of butter.
Yes.
And a large glass of milk, really, really cold.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're 100% right. Our tub of goo friend John is out there somewhere, I'm sure, devouring them as we speak.
Well, he gets the free shorts. Well, no, they do okay because short stack's not enough for Tubby. So what happens is he gets the free short stack, and then he buys like a stack
or two.
Yeah, or two. And, you know, he puts extra syrup on it because you got to have extra syrup as a diabetic. It's always sensible. So and it's not even that you have to have extra syrup and you can't get the diet. No sugar free syrup. Got to have syrup.
No.
And then, you know, because milk, you know, also whole milk is always a great idea for an obese guy who has diabetes.
Well, the milkshake
that
diet.
The sugar. Right.
So, the milkshake diet, man.
Yeah, that worked well. 320 pounds. I lost weight on that. You know, let's put yourself in a hospital. How'd you lose weight? Went into a diabetic coma. Oh, okay.
There you go.
You know, so I'm sure he's there somewhere making everybody in IHOP's day miserable. But that said, let's move on from the Cavaliers and the loss of Andrew Bogut. Where else you want to go in the NBA as we kind of wind down our number one here?
Well, continue with the Cavs for a certain point. It's kind of weird with the timing, but do you sense them as being a little bit more vulnerable than maybe we think?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
I just think that at this stage of things, it looks like they'll get Love and J.R. Smith back, you know, comfortably in advance of the playoffs. That looks like the expectation, which means that by the time the playoffs come, they should be in that midseason form. And I just think that with the injury to Lowry for the Raptors and his uncertain return, the fact that the Celts did nothing at the deadline, and yet they keep playing, you know, the whole is so much greater than the sum of the parts there. But the fact that they didn't make a move and Washington's just not quite there, I don't really see the Cavaliers as vulnerable. The team I do start to see as vulnerable is the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, they won last night against Atlanta, but they have not played well since Kevin Durant has gone down. And San Antonio is playing their best basketball of the year right now, and they're closing that gap. And I'm very, very confident that the Spurs are going to end up being the number one seed out west and not the Golden State Warriors, who were having, I won't say issues, but there was an adjustment to integrating Kevin Durant.
Right.
Now you're readjusting to not having Kevin Durant, and you don't have all the other pieces that you needed before, that you had before, because you had to fit in Durant, and you may or may not get Durant back. So the vulnerability I'm seeing right now is really on the Golden State Warriors for me. I think they're still the favorite to come out of the West, and depending on how things shake out, will change how much they're the favorites. But I also think they're going to go into the Western Conference playoffs as the number two seed.
Yeah, fair. You know, I mean, just looking around, it was one of those just random box score things when I was looking around. I wanted to see who struggled last night, who didn't, and whether or not it was starting to turn into a little bit of a trend. You know, you talked about Boston standing still, and they're not playing great basketball either. I mean, they're kind of treading water right now. Isaiah Thomas is getting a little grumpy, and I don't know if it's, you know, he feels the need to speak out and be a leader on this team or not, or whether he's starting to look at the end of his tenure with the Celtics, because his contract's up after this year. But they lose to the Clippers out in L.A., which in itself is no shame. But he called his team out afterwards. They said he was sitting there in his locker for about an hour after the game, not thrilled with what went on, where everybody else had kind of moved on. And Clippers playing a little bit better basketball now. Chris Paul's back, and, you know, they're starting to get healthy at the right time. But I'm looking for those vulnerable teams, and I don't know why. I'm just getting a sense that maybe Cleveland is a little vulnerable. Maybe I'm out of whack here, but I don't know. There's something that I'm not feeling right about this basketball team.
Well, they have lost two straight, only 6-4 in their last 10. I kind of get it from the standpoint of, well, you know, they're playing okay, considering. But here's the realities. They're basically as well set as they can be for their playoff run, aside from the injuries. And the Bogut loss is going to hurt to some degree. Ultimately, this all comes down to, and not even J.R. Smith, it all comes down to when they're going to get Kevin Love back and what kind of Kevin Love they're going to get.
Right, right.
Because they will ultimately need him for the playoffs. You know, if they need all three of their big three, and they need them all functioning together and functioning at 100%, if they go into the playoffs with either a diminished or non-existent Kevin Love, they would be vulnerable. They would be. You know, the gap will have certainly closed between them and the competition in the East, and I can make a case that a couple of those teams out West would be better than Cleveland. But right now I'm chalking it up to, well, you know, we're Cleveland and, well, all we do is play postseason basketball. We're kind of bored right now and adjusting to a couple of new pieces and dealing with a piece or two that we're missing. So I'm not sensing vulnerability there. I'm sensing it more, again, as I said, in Golden State, because after you lose a key piece like that, you've got to right the ship. And really through, what is it, one, two, I think it's four games now without KD. They haven't played well in any of them. Forget wins and losses. They struggled against the Knicks, and nobody should struggle against the Knicks. And it was a Knicks without Carmelo Anthony. Did Carmelo play in that game? I know he didn't play last. Did he play against I don't know if he played against Golden State. I forget.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He did. He played against Golden State. But still, nobody should struggle against the Knicks, who are so desperate for something that they are going to they're going to do an experiment against the Warriors, and they will eliminate in-game music and entertainment.
Yes.
Then again, you need some if you're watching a Knicks play. So give me as much in-game entertainment as you can outside of the game.
I can get eliminating the in-house music, but give me my Knicks City dancers, please.
And there you go. But that said, they struggled against the Knicks. They've had losses. And I understand last night's struggle. It was a second of a back-to-back on the road. But they did find a way to win that one. But I'm just sensing that all is not right in Warrior Land. I mean, we had Steve Kerr a couple of games back talking about the margin for error has gotten smaller for us, and we're going to have to work as hard, if not harder than other teams, as opposed to just throwing our jocks out on the court and saying we're here, we'll win. And I know there have been a couple of games where he hasn't been pleased with defensive intensity.
Right.
And I do think there's some vulnerability there, mostly because they're missing Durant, and San Antonio's really bringing it together, and Kawhi Leonard, boy, another MVP caliber type year. He is something else. He is becoming now as good offensively as he is defensively.
Yeah, that's a pretty fair assessment, and it was funny because I had pulled that game up. It, you know, when you look at when playoff times come around, and I don't know if San Antonio is going to catch Golden State or not. They do, they don't. But yesterday, which had the intensity of a playoff game, San Antonio takes care of its business, and you look at the score and you say, all right, well, it wasn't a great defensive game. Actually, it was. You know, because Houston scores so at will, and San Antonio, in the key moments, clamped them down. They used their defense at exactly the right moments.
Who Kawhi comes Leonard, up with the big stop?
It was Kawhi Leonard.
On?
And he scores on James Harden. And Thank he scores you. 39 points on top of it. You know, they get the contributions from the other players. And Pop does what he does, and they beat the Rockets 112-110. And then, you know, look, I'm not saying that Houston isn't going to win anything in the playoffs, but this was playoff basketball yesterday, and Pop coached it that way. He doesn't often do that during a regular season, but he coached it that way yesterday. And they came up and did exactly what they needed to do against a more, in theory, a more athletic and quicker Houston Rocket team. But in reality, the San Antonio Spurs now are pretty athletic themselves.
You know what their biggest problems is? Some age in the backcourt. Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker are starting to show their age.
Yep.
And, you know, it's about coaxing one more year or one more run out of them, and that's probably this year before you have to start considering turning the corner on these aging guys. I mean, Patty Mills gives them a shot in the arm off the bench as their point guard because he brings that other gear that you need in today's NBA. But let's give Pop some credit. He's done some great things in the front court with some older guys. Pau Gasol has been Pau. You know, he's only playing 26 minutes a night. He's using them judiciously. 12 points and 8 rebounds. So, you know, he's getting something out of him. Dwayne Dedmon, who, okay, 18 minutes a night, 6.5 rebounds. He doesn't score much, but and look at whose career he resurrected as a role player. A
David
guy who has become a basketball
Lee.
vagabond for the last few years, he's playing about 18 minutes a night. He's giving you 7 points, 5.5 rebounds off the bench, and playing better defense than I remember he could play.
Yep, he actually uses them correctly. And, you know, it's funny you say that, Joe. Look at how and again, it's always mix and match with him anyway. Some guys are in the starting lineup on some days, some aren't, you know.
But yesterday, with the more athletic up and down the court team, look who he had coming off the bench. Gasol and Ginobili. Nobody was in the starting lineup there. You know, so when they were able to give the guys a blow, they did it for a brief period of time. Gasol got 17 minutes. Ginobili got 20 minutes. David Lee got 23 minutes. You know, and the younger guys, the quicker guys, excluding Parker, were able to get up and down the court and run with the Rockets. And they kept them in it till the end, and then defensive intensity came into place. And San Antonio does what they always do, and they win the basketball game.
Well said, Bob. We'll tie a bow around hour one next here on the Spano and Black Attack. If you want to join the discussion, 800-878-PLAY will get you involved, or on Twitter, at JoeSpano56. That's next as we tie a bow around hour one here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You suppose these gentlemen will be available to discuss business before long?
I would imagine that would be the case. We've been discussing business and pancakes. What gets better than that, Joe?
Or the business of pancakes.
The business and all pancakes.
That's it. Any other NBA stories worthy of some attention as we wrap up hour number one and get ready to roll into hour number two, where we're going to focus on the NFL and some college hoops?
You know, they didn't play last night, but a team worth keeping an eye on in the East, and they made a couple of minor deals, but one with the Nets where they got Bogdanovich.
who has been averaging 17 points a game for them.
They need somebody to come off that bench. He's somebody, and they added Brandon Jennings at the point guard spot. I like what they did.
I'll tell you what, they're a true threat in the East. They really are.
Yeah. Quietly, I liked what they did. You know, and have they closed the gap with Boston? Absolutely. Because now you're too deep at the point guard. You got Bogdanovich, who is playing 2 and 3. He's swinging between both wing positions as a reserve and getting big minutes for them. You know, and then you've got, you know, Markieff Morris and Marcin Gortat. They could use a little more and better depth at their power positions, but that's not going to happen. But beyond that, they're playing better and better defense, and offensively with Wall, Beal, and company, boy, can they score the basketball.
Yep.
They are dangerous. Going to be interesting. The playoffs may be a little more interesting than we initially thought they were going to be. I think we'd both agree with that, yes?
I think so. I sense vulnerability. Blood in the water. Syrup on the pancakes.
Hour 2. A lot of NFL, a lot of college basketball. It's coming up momentarily. We're going to step aside, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Republicans out with their plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. The just-unveiled plan would do away with mandates requiring people to be insured and requiring employers to provide health care insurance. However, the bill does maintain some rather popular Obamacare rules, like prohibiting health insurers from denying people coverage if they have pre-existing conditions. It also allows younger adults to stay on their parents' health insurance plans until the age of 26.
As Donald Trump actually said rather astutely the other day, healthcare is really, really complicated.
That's Republican strategist Alex Conan, who tells CBS News the unveiling doesn't mean the adoption is near.
And this is going to be a complicated, not just complicated policy, but the legislative tactics of getting this over the finish line are going to be incredibly complicated.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie. How would you like your hair every day to look like you just came from the salon? Ovation products are amazing for your hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is my absolute favorite product. Now my hair is so much longer and healthier, and it does look every day like I got my hair done at the salon. I have to be honest with you. I love this stuff. If you'd like to get the new introductory discount for new customers, go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com, and select Angie Austin Daybreak USA. And I'm telling you, if you only get one product, let's say you just want to try one thing, then get their flagship Ovation Cell Therapy. I am telling you, this stuff works miracles on your hair. I guess I've tried a lot of products over the years, and this is by far my favorite. So I'm thrilled that I get to endorse this product because it truly works for me. Again, go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. Click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA, ovationhair.com.
The executive order signed by the president earlier today is a vital measure for strengthening our national security.
That Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, as revised immigrant travel restrictions will now take effect on the 16th. Terry Moore has details.
President Trump signed a new executive order temporarily banning U.S. travel from 6 majority Muslim nations.
It is the president's solemn duty to protect the American people.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
And with this order, President Trump is exercising his rightful authority to keep our people safe.
Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly defended the travel ban.
Unregulated, unvetted travel is not a universal privilege.
Iraq was removed from Trump's original executive order, which was blocked by a federal judge in January. The revised order exempts people with green cards and valid visas.
The U.S. now setting up a missile defense system in South Korea, right on the heels of North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The White House reopening to the public today. Tours had been on hold until First Lady Melania Trump was able to hire someone to run the White House Visitor's Office. That's now been done, so again, those tours will resume. The longtime host of Turner Classic Movies has passed away, as we hear from USA's Tammy Rose.
Robert Osborne died Monday in New York at the age of 84. Osborne has been with TCM since they first turned on the projector in 1994. The network's general manager said in a statement that he was a beloved member of the Turner family. Osborne had quipped that Lucille Ball encouraged him to start writing, quote, especially after she saw me act. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
On a lighter note, are you a Jimmy Buffett fan? And how would you like to retire? To Margaritaville, Lisa Carter explains.
Bring your salt shaker and head to Florida, because a company belonging to Jimmy Buffett has already started construction on a retirement community called Latitude Margaritaville. A website describes it as an active adult community for residents 55 and older. It boasts walkable neighborhoods, a fitness center, spa, live entertainment, and a private beach club. Plans call for 6,900 homes, with prices starting in the $200,000 range. Lisa Carter.
Reminding you, we are powered by WesternJournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Works for me. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, as we start hour two of the Attack on this National Pancake Day. We've been having some fun with it as we're going along, and I'm just looking at the tweets, Joe, and they continue to pile up. As the pancakes continue to pile up, people are actually getting out of their houses, going and having breakfast, so there's more and more reaction to it. But we've been reacting to the National Basketball Association, among other things, and we're going to spill into other aspects of it in hour two, which we'll talk about on the other side. But for us, let's talk about platforms, devices, and radio on the go.
Radio on the go, taking the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you via your devices, can be done in so many ways, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe even a few you haven't thought of yet. They all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, it has to be the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And if you're one of the guys and gals that are serving us, whether it's domestically or overseas, hopefully you're getting a little kickback, a little relaxed today. Maybe the commissary is serving up a little bit of pancakes. Hopefully they're really good pancakes, like we talked about earlier in the show. And you get to enjoy yourself here and get a little bit of a taste of home, literally, with Pancake Day.
Very well said, Bob. Up next, we'll set the table for hour number two and start knocking things down as we hit the ground running here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. When you put us together, we're the Spano and Black Attack, and you're listening to us on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
That might just work, Joe. Nothing better than, pancakes with tequila. and a bucket.
Well, we saw the spackle bucket in the fireman video. So
good point.
I don't know what the purpose of the spackle bucket was, but never becomes clear. But hey, I don't know.
I seriously think they had the batter in there. But don't forget, waffles are just pancakes with abs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I gotta give that.
Heard it, and I haven't heard it before either.
Yeah, that goes to Zello on Twitter.
Okay. All right.
She looks cute.
Is she?
Yeah.
All right. Tweet her back. Tell her you'd be a good match. She's cute and you're not.
And there she's you cute. Go. She has a job.
There you go. She's two up on you. And now you got to make me go look at her. A lot of people tweeting their cat and pancake.
Oh, no. Which, by the way, when you start putting animals around food, you pretty much lost me. I it's something that grosses me out, always has. I never liked the dog around the dinner table. I never liked the cats roaming around where, you know, they could jump on the dining table and somebody doesn't
never
like
that. But you ever notice nobody showed their dog with pancakes? It was only their cat with pancakes.
I know.
I know. Somebody will have to explain that to me. But anyway, what do you say? We've done a lot with pancakes and, well, we've done enough with pancakes. I'm sure we'll get back to it at some point before we end the program. But we should probably dive into what we will call our more appointed rounds. And that's the latest news out of the National Football League. The scouting combine is behind us, and there were clear winners and losers. And there's also all kinds of news and rumors as the beginning of the new league year quickly approaches, Bob.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, again, the combine's over, as you said, winning and losers. But I want to ask you two specific questions. And I threw this out there yesterday, and I have a pretty strong opinion on how these guys are either going to succeed or fail in the National Football League. And two players that I love, Jabril Preppers and Christian McCaffrey. How do you feel about them, number one? And what do you think needs to happen for them to succeed, number two?
Well, let's start with McCaffrey, who of all the running backs, probably had the best workouts. You know, of those top running backs, his workout was the home run because he showed the home run threat speed.
Right.
You know, his agility, and forget the straight line speed, his agility was off the charts. So let's take that for what it is from the combine. Thing that impressed me even more is he aced it in all the positional drills for not only the running backs, but the wide receivers. People who watched him in positional drills, because they said, run the positional drills with the wide receivers. He's like, okay. And the next thing you know, they said, boy, it looks like a first round pick as a wide receiver. This is a guy, and he's not strong. I mean, he only did 10 reps of 225 pounds, which in my best day was what I could do. And I wasn't playing in the NFL. So truth of the matter is, he's kind of weak, but, you know, the ball isn't that heavy. So he should be okay. And obviously, they'll get him in an NFL weight room, and I don't know that he'll ever be lifting with the offensive linemen like Phil Simms was back in the day, but he'll have adequate functional upper body strength for the position. But, you know, the intangibles along with some of the tangible speed and quickness make me feel like in today's world where very few teams have one true running back that carries the ball 300 times. This could be a guy that's going to get a couple of hundred touches a season as a running back, kick returner, receiver out of the backfield, etc. And he is going to be one of the very best running backs in the game and a true dual, triple threat option who's going to beat you in a lot of ways. I really, really like him, and I think he elevated himself into the first round with the work that he did. As for Jabril Preppers, I don't know what his position is. I mean, you know, it's become clear in the minds of those around the NFL that he's not a DB. You know, he went to Michigan as a DB, a corner, actually.
Right.
Then as his time went on at Michigan, he kicked inside. Then as his time went on at Michigan, he kicked forward. You know, this was a guy who, at his time at Michigan, defensively lined up in about seven different positions. Everything but on the front four. He played a couple linebacker positions. He played just about every position in the secondary. It's hard to tell. I don't know what his position is. I don't know if he's a Deion Buchanan and he becomes one of these really small, really quick linebackers. Does he become a big, rangy safety? The jury's still out because I don't know that the NFL knows what he is. And I don't know that they knew what he was in college. I don't know if that's good or bad. So in many ways on Preppers, in my mind, the jury is very much out on him. And I'm watching the draft nicks and gurus that analyze this stuff continue to slide Jabril Preppers down their board. So I really, for me, the jury's out on Jabril Peppers until we figure out what he is. But I think Christian McCaffrey going to be a hell of an NFL player.
Well, you know something? I'm of the opinion that, number one, these are the two most unique guys in the draft by far. Two of the most unique guys to come into the draft in quite a while. I think they both can succeed. And I talked about it at length yesterday. To me, it's what system they end up in and whether or not the head coach has the smarts to use them in the correct way. And what I mean by that, and you mentioned all the stuff about McCaffrey. If you have a premier running back in your system right now, and I don't care if it's the Tennessee Titans or, you know, name the team, doesn't matter what it is, and you get a guy like McCaffrey, and you give him the versatility to be everything, so that when the defensive coordinator game plans for your team, they have to focus somewhat on him and what he's capable of doing, because you described it all. He could be a first-round wide receiver. He could be an inside-the-tackle running back, albeit limited because of the fact he's small. He returns punts. He returns kicks. He does everything offensively. If they find the right system, and quite frankly, if New England re-signs LeGarrette Blount, he would be perfect in New England. Talk about a better Deion Lewis. He would be the guy. And boy, would Coach Belichick find out ways to use Christian McCaffrey. You know, and that's how he's going to make his impact on the league. And he could do it and be a star in this league. But if he goes to a system, Joe, where, he's a third-round running back. Well, he's going to be just that. He's going to be a third-down running back, and he's going to be predictable out of the backfield. And he's going to have a good career, but not what he would be capable of. That's my opinion on McCaffrey.
Well, your opinion's interesting in that somebody's going to draft him in the first round now. I think he's elevated his draft stock to the first round. So can you really draft a guy and say, we'll make a third down back out of him? Who drafts a guy in the first round and limits his touches like that? I think if you draft him in the first round, you're going to be smart enough, or it would behoove you to be smart enough to make use of him. And he's going to be a key part of your return game, and he's going to get, you know, 15 touches as a running back and another handful, you know, as a receiver. So I think he will be well used because of how much his draft stock has elevated. But as you say, it's fair to say, if misused, you doom him to a disappointing career. If used properly, I think he's a guy that can flourish and really do some amazing things. What was your thoughts on Peppers?
Well,
you know,
I mean,
he moved around so much in college, as I said, yeah. Bob. And one of the glaring things for me, and I loved Peppers. I thought he was a terrific player, terrific athlete, versatile guy. You know, if you move him to the back line where I think his size is going to dictate that he goes, he didn't show great ball skills. What does he have? I think one interception in his entire career.
Correct.
You know, so I'm really unsure. He's a guy I'm very unsure on. And what we should probably do is let you pick it up with your thoughts on Jabril Peppers next, and then we'll move through everything else from the combine and the NFL rumor mill, all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, as well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're talking NFL. We're talking Combine. We're talking two specific players. And before we get to Jabril Peppers, Joe, I want to put in one last thing about Christian McCaffrey.
No going backwards.
Yes, indeed. Unless you're getting checks. He could be, I think, what Percy Harvin could have been before he was derailed by his migraines. Harvin was that all-purpose, and he was used that way in the beginning of his career. Everything. And he was a weapon that defensive coordinators flip-flopped at night over. I think McCaffrey could be the exact same thing, minus the migraines. And, you know, you always felt bad for Harvin because he ended up becoming a football vagabond in many ways just because of the fact, unfortunately, migraines are so debilitating that he couldn't literally stay on the field. But, man, if a genius offensive coordinator gets a hold of him and uses him correctly, defensive coordinators are going to have a nightmare dealing with that kid.
Well said. I think we both see it the same way on McCaffrey. We like him an awful lot. And this is where Combine helps. You take the dominance you've seen on film, and now you say to yourself, well, how's it going to translate against the biggest, best, fastest, and brightest in the NFL? And when you show that level of explosion and straight line speed and agility, and you go into position drills and you look like a number one receiver, well, how do you not love a guy like this? He's a flat-out football player with the athleticism to keep up on the NFL level. That's a home run for me.
No question about it. And you know, you talk about that skill and that ability, and that's what they want to see at these things. I mean, look, it's the underwear Olympics, but the reality is you do have to show something, and he showed it.
Right. He could certainly play in pads, and he's a lot better in his underwear than people thought.
Yeah.
That's a home run. What about Peppers? What's your take on Peppers? You got mine in that you know, tantalizing skill, but moved around so much, I've got no feel on what he can do and where he's going to play in the NFL.
You know, Joe, I truly believe this guy can be great or he could be out of the league in 4 years. You know, it's one of those either-or situations. To me, if I look at it, I kind of look at it from the Patrick Peterson point of view. You know, I mean, he's not going to play the corner, obviously. It would be as a safety. But safety, linebacker.
What about again, more of a Honey Badger point of view or a Deion Buchanan point of view? Deion
Buchanan being
the incredibly small linebacker and Honey Badger being a Swiss Army utility knife type player.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, that I think that's pretty accurate all the way around. And, you know, they talk about his lack of ball skills. Well, you know something, if he's playing safety, maybe he doesn't need him as much. If he's going in there as a small linebacker, I think what needs to happen, Joe, is I think he needs to be on a team where they utilize him all over the place and just make him an ultimate defensive weapon. I think he needs to be in a 4-3 as opposed to a 3-4. And I think whoever the defensive coordinator is recognizes that they need to get creative with him, that if he comes up to the line of scrimmage, the quarterback's going, uh-oh. And if he drops off into coverage and you let the D-end provide the pressure, that's an additional thing that the quarterback has to deal with. Again, he has to be used judiciously. I'm not really getting into the whole, I mean, he runs fast enough. You know, he's agile enough. You know, does he catch the football in the defensive backfield? No, I guess not. But, you know, there are a whole lot of wide receivers turned defensive backs who can't catch the football either, and that's why they're defensive backs as opposed to wide receivers. But I think, and I thought you made a great point on being, you know, one of those hybrid undersized linebackers. If they move him in and off the line of scrimmage in various different positions, they're going to drive offensive coordinators nuts. And if you have a solid defense, and I'm not going to say he's going to be LT, but he can be one of those LT kind of weapons where wherever he lines up on the field, he's going to get the attention of the offensive guys, and you're going to have to deal with it because he's going to come at you from all angles. It's what he did at Michigan, and he was brilliant at it. I don't see why he can't do it on the NFL level. The only thing being is if you do play him at a linebacker consistently, you're going to have to make sure that those big offensive linemen can't get their hands on him. Because
well,
if they
the
do,
thing. You gotta
I don't
cover
care
him
how
up with
good
scheme.
He is.
Right. You got to have to cover him up with scheme. And you want to send him to the right place. Again, you know, somebody that if there's somebody that's a disciple of the Arizona defense where they used Deion Buchanan brilliantly. In Atlanta, they used undersized linebackers very well this past season. So there are ways to use him. Big thing you got to do is cover him up. You know, you got to let him play in space because if offensive linemen get onto the second level, they'll swallow him up. But, you know, again, and he's also, again, another dynamic kick returner. He's going to be a factor in your return game because you'd be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't put the ball in his hands. And maybe he's even a guy you gimmick it up and you have him play some offense, too. They did that at Michigan. You know, there's a lot that you can do with him. In many ways, he's the Swiss Army knife of players in this draft and potentially the Swiss Army knife of your team on the NFL level.
Well, I think they both are. That's why I brought them both up. Yeah. I think one on offense, one on defense. You literally have two of the more unique
Peppers
can players
play on both sides of the ball on some level.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he did it at Michigan. You know, you're certainly going to get him involved in the return game, and he'll be a difference maker there. And depending on how you use him on defense may dictate whether you're able to use him on offense. Again, it's going to take the right defensive mind to maximize Jabril Peppers. And for a lot of us, including myself, the jury's really out on him if he's Honey Badger, if he's Deion Buchanan, or if he's an ill-fitting piece. I think time's going to tell. I've seen a lot of mocks where he's not in the first round. I've seen a few where he's in the back of the first round. So there's some real questions around football circles, NFL circles, on Jabril Peppers, a lot more than there are on Christian McCaffrey now.
I think that's a fair statement now.
All right, take it away. Where do you want to go next?
Well, I mean, you know, staying with the combine, as you said, some winners and losers. And, you know, some of those guys at the top, I mean, Leonard Fournette walked in, and he was at 250, and it didn't even faze them. You know, he's man, he's going to be something special.
You know, it's funny that you say that. You say it didn't faze them. I kind of heard differing points of view. They didn't, you know, straight line speed was fine. People didn't like that he came in, I won't call it pudgy, but he had to talk about water weight and why he
water
was
weight.
Up from and why he was up from his last playing days at LSU. Some of his other, you know, we talked about how well McCaffrey tested. Fournette didn't test well in a lot of the agility drills. So there's suddenly concerns on Fournette. I don't know if they're founded because I think he's a beast, but he didn't endear himself to anybody at the combine, and there's some worry on him. So I've got to disagree with you there based on some of the so-so testing. There are some around college, around NFL circles based on him coming in a little pudgy and you know, poor jump, you know, the poor jump and not mm-hmm. taking some of the tests and everything else that are questioning the commitment of Leonard Fournette. If he drops and you get a guy with a chip on his shoulder, oh boy, world, watch out, because he'll run over you first and then run away from you.
Yeah, I you know, the only concern I heard on him was the unwillingness to do some of the tests. The people I talked to, they weren't really all that concerned about the jumping ability. And once he ran, even with that straightforward speed, because as you said, he's a load. You know, and I mean, if he hits you, you're going to feel it. He's also going to be one of those guys too. I believe at age 30 he'll be done. But if you get him and he plays, as you said, with a chip on his shoulder, he's going to be one of those guys that's going to make a difference on your team. I'll tell you somebody who's going to fall in this draft, and that's Mike Williams, Joe. I mean, as good as he was on the college level, he evidently does not run routes particularly well. And that separation that he was able to do with his size on the college level, he's not going to be able to do on the professional level.
When you round routes, you are doomed in the National Football League. And that's the truth of it. And the guy, he's going to fall, and the guy who I think will rise, depending on how his medicals check out, because there's a long mm-hmm. medical history, is the very speedy John Ross.
Yes.
Who dynamic returner as anybody in the game, and we've talked about a bunch of them. Boy, everybody's a dynamic returner, isn't it? Not really true, but yeah, he's an excellent return man. And, you know, he was very productive last year at Washington and showed to be a complete, not a perfect receiver. Yeah, he's a little bit of a narrow guy. He's not tall. You know, he played last year with a bad shoulder, and that hurt his
surgery,
physicality.
By the way.
Yes, that I'm aware of. So it's surgery number three, the checkered medical history. But, I mean, the guy is a blazer and tested incredibly well athletically, was productive at a big level. And with a guy like Mike Williams dropping, if everybody's satisfied with the medical history of John Ross, and he showed to be a gamer going and doing all this work at the combine despite the shoulder injury, I can see John Ross rocketing up the NFL draft charts. He did a great job for himself. Bob.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. And we'll continue the NFL talk on the other side. But, you know, again, though, three shoulder surgeries, that's a big red.
It's two knees, one shoulder.
Oh, that's right. Two knees, one shoulder. I'm sorry. But three surgeries.
And we'll go into the details of the surgeries next. We'll talk a little more John Ross, bounce it around, try and get to some college hoops before we get out the door here on a Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's a very valid question. Welcome back to the Attack. Pancake Day, Joe and I flipping them for you and having a good time here. And we were talking about John Ross and surgeries. And, yeah, Joe, you know, the ACL in 15 and two little meniscus tears in 2014. And now the shoulder, you know, but that 4.22 speed, man, poof. And he runs good routes.
Yeah, he does. I mean, if he's got some weaknesses, it's the physicality, getting off the line. He's, you know, he's not a big receiver by today's NFL standards, but he's not a small one either. He's a regular-sized receiver. You know, and I think some of the physicality issues that we saw this year had to do with the guy was playing with a bad shoulder all year. But he can run away from you. He runs good routes. You know, I don't know that he's a Jerry Rice route runner, but he runs very good routes. He's got that 4.22 speed. He's got generally good hands. You know, there's not much not to like other than the checkered injury history. I thought he showed to be a gamer doing all this work at the combine, could just have easily ran a 4.22 at a pro day. Right. You know, on one of those incredibly fast tracks, you know, when the colleges set these kids up for pro days, you know, they make sure that track is like greased lightning, you know. So I could see him running like a 4.16 or something if he bothers to, if he needs to run at Washington. Well, he won't probably run off the labrum surgery, but, that said, if he were, I could see him following up his 4.22 with something in the 4.1s because of the greased lightning track that those guys will be running on. And they do it all the time at these pro days. But that said, I like John Ross a lot. You know, are there some refinements to the game that need to be done at the NFL level? Yeah. And if one of the things you noticed, he wasn't particularly good. And I don't know if you caught this. And we watched a lot of Huskies football this year, especially as they started to gain momentum. We started paying attention. Doesn't come back to the ball real well. I don't like receivers that just stand there and wait for the ball to get to them. In the NFL, those routes get jumped. And that's not a hard thing to learn. You learn that pretty quickly. But
yeah, well, you know what it is, too, with that, Joe, is that he's so used to running past people.
Yeah.
with how fast he is. You know, when he does have to go back to the round, I think he's just not used to doing it.
So I think he'll pick that up. I like John Ross a lot, and I think he climbs up these draft up these boards, and I think people are going to be pleasant. I think when you draft a John Ross, and I'm really specifically pointing at Tennessee for their need at receiver, and I don't think they're going to be able to get him with the second of their two first-round picks anymore. I don't know if they'd want to go with him at the first of their two spots with the injury history, maybe they trade. Maybe they package some of the tens of thousands of picks they have in this draft to move up a few spots in their second of two first-round picks, and they grab a John Ross. Or maybe they trade it for a proven piece in Brandon Cooks, who they think can be a number one receiver. But I think they need to grab either Hooker if he's there, or the safety out of LSU, because those guys are extremely complete. It would address their most pressing need, which is their secondary.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay. You were saying again. You mentioned those DBs, and you mentioned guys like Hooker and Adams. And, you know, that's one of the things about this particular draft, that if you fall out of that top four, you're actually, if you're Tennessee, you're the Jets, you're the Chargers, Carolina, you're going to have some damn good impact players available there. And, you know, should you happen to lose the prime guy on your board, all is not lost. I mean, there's going to be guys sitting right there that are going to come in and have an immediate impact in this league. And I think it's something in this particular draft that GMs and pro personnel guys have reason to be very optimistic about.
And you talked about Fournette. I'd love to see him drop a little bit for his own good and end up in Carolina. I think that's a perfect spot for him. He will have so much success there.
I think he's going to land with the Jets.
I really do. How can you be stripping down a team and rebuilding it, and you're going to draft a running back that's probably not going to last past 29?
Because if you're a personnel guy with the Jets, your quarterback's best friend is going to be a running game. And if you put him and Bilal Powell in the same backfield.
I don't have a quarterback yet.
Well, I did clear up
$40 million in cap space, which I should be proud of, except I have no talent left on a roster.
Yeah, this is truth. Yeah, you know the other thing that come out of this, Joe, and if you're sitting there and you're Cleveland and you're San Francisco, please don't draft a quarterback in this draft with the number one or the number two, please.
I don't think either one of them is. And the quarterbacks, by all accounts, accounted for themselves very well at the combine. Trubisky looked great again. It doesn't change my – I think Trubisky's ultimately going to be a wonderful NFL quarterback. But it's going to take till the back of that rookie contract, because he had 13 collegiate starts. He's not going to hit the ground running. That hasn't changed for me, no matter how well you perform at the combine. Deshaun Watson had a great combine, but he led college football in interceptions over the last 2 years. I haven't changed my mind there either. You know, Pat Mahomes, an intriguing prospect. You know, I like these guys. I don't like enough to draft them number one or two, that's for sure.
Right. And you know, if you're sitting there and you're Cleveland and you're San Francisco, and look, Cleveland has more talent than San Francisco. I think we could safely say that. You know, Myles Garrett is one of those.
I wouldn't exactly call Cleveland, you know, on their way to a winning season anytime soon. But
no,
I could make a case with the right draft and $100 million in free agency to spend. If they set the market and get a couple of the right pieces, well, it won't look as bad this year as it did last year.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you and I are both in accord. They have what we think is a good head football coach. They have some young talent that battled through this year. They never quit on you, Jackson, and, you know, a guy who didn't lose traction in the combine was Myles Garrett. He went in there and did exactly what he was supposed to do.
Well, now you know who Cleveland's first number one pick is going to be. It's going to be Myles Garrett.
It should be.
Oh, they're going to. They're not picking a quarterback. I think they've made it pretty clear. The rumors I've heard is they're going to bring in Tyrod Taylor, which I actually like. I like Tyrod Taylor, and he can actually hit the ground running. With Hugh Jackson coaching him, I think he can coach him up. And not being hidden as the quarterback, I think he'll build upon some of the good things he did in Buffalo.
Yeah, as a caretaker, absolutely. You know, I mean, don't forget, he's 29 years old. He is what he is at this point in time. But, you know, Myles Garrett, Jonathan Allen at the top of the draft, no matter which one you draft, you ain't going wrong with either one of them.
Don't draft the quarterback if you're one of those guys. That just don't. I wouldn't do it. You know, and these quarterbacks will be reached for, but to me, they're all much more middle or back of the first round talents than they are top of the first round talents. And again, here's the realities. There are, I don't know, what is it, a class of four? I'll call it a class of four now.
Yeah,
the big three, and I'll throw Pat Mahomes the second in there. It's a class of four. Two are going to succeed, two are going to fail.
Right.
I don't know which two are which. And if you say you do, you're a freaking liar. Because
yeah, no,
you don't know either.
That's
and I don't mean you,
fair.
I just mean everybody.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But, you know, none of these guys is Andrew Luck. So if you've got this idea that, well, you know, I'm going to draft one of these guys top of the draft and my problems are solved, you're crazy. Not with some of these transcendent talents that are standing out at the top of this draft.
Yep.
Pass and, you know, go out and play in free agency. There's a Tyrod Taylor. There's a Mike Glennon. All they'll cost you is money. You know, there's a Tony Romo for a short-term fix for the right team. You know, I'm not telling you there's a ton out there, but these guys, to me, they're decent prospects, but they're riddled with questions. Let's put it this way. If I could get a Pat Mahomes at the top of the second round, I'd rather do that than draft, say, a Mitch Trubisky. And I love Trubisky at the top of the first round. How's that?
Yeah.
It just is, because I actually think Pat Mahomes may turn out to be the best of all of them. You know, Trubisky right now is my favorite of the lot. But, again, it's going to be a Ryan Tannehill-like development. And do you have the patience as an organization to wait until about year three before you see any dividends?
Right. Man,
this guy's not ready to play.
Nope, and you're going to lose your job if you draft him that high. It's as simple as that, because he won't be ready. You know what I did find interesting, Joe, and you threw the name out there and moved past it. Did you see what Tampa Bay offered Mike Glennon to stick around?
No. I missed that part. I heard rumors that if he leaves, he'll get like $15 million a year.
That's the rumor out there. They offered him $7 million to stick around as a backup.
It's nice when you have $50, $60 million in salary cap space and you're on the cusp. Because here's how you look at it. And maybe now, remember what I said to you about 2 months ago, 3 months ago about the backup quarterback and how valuable they are for a contending team or a team that deems itself as a contender? Remember what I said, and we had the discussion about the closer, and I made the case of the value of having to pay that backup quarterback? Because if you're not a contending team, backup quarterback doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it's like a closer in baseball. Well, we're going to win 60 games this year. Trade the closer, get something to him, to a team that needs him, make a postseason run. A backup quarterback is the same thing. If I'm going to win five games, what the hell is the difference who my backup quarterback is? Trade him, get something for him. But if I'm a team that fancies themselves as a contender, and, you know, because look at Tampa Bay. If Jameis Winston gets hurt and Mike Glennon isn't there, their season's over before it starts. If Mike Glennon's there, their season's not over. You know, I like the strategy. It's as though their GM was listening to this show. I feel a heck of a lot smarter than I did when I got up this morning.
Well, you know how I felt about Glennon for years. And
he ain't going to take the deal, but I like the idea.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, again, that's one of those situations that I'm not – look, all quarterbacks have to have time to develop. You know, I never thought Winston was going to be a bust, but I still don't think he's going to be an elite quarterback. And the jury's still out with me on Mariota. I understand why the teams drafted them. I felt in the case of Tampa Bay specifically that they didn't need to go on that route. I thought the guy was in place. I mean, look, here's a guy that, you know, granted it's 17 games, 18 games, whatever it is that he started. 60% completions, 30 touchdowns against 15 interceptions. And, you know, and that was with a Tampa Bay team that was struggling under Greg Schiano. Now, do you want to go to Chicago? Do you want to go to San Francisco? Do you want... Maybe not, but you can find a team that will give you starters money. And if you can find said team, I think whatever team grabs him, unless they're just completely devoid of talent, is going to be very happy that they have Mike Glennon under center. However, he may turn around and surprise everybody and sign a one-year shot and put himself back out there on the market next year. You never know. But, I mean, let's put it this way. Would you want to go to the 49ers if you're Mike Glennon?
Me, no. But,
even with the money.
I'd also want a chance to start. I mean,
no question.
You know, it's one of 32 jobs, and sitting behind Jameis Winston, I mean, I don't care how much you're paying me. I'm a competitive athlete. You know, I don't want to watch somebody else play.
No, true. But when you can pick and choose, which he's in position to do, you know, maybe signing a one-year deal and going back out on the market next year isn't so bad, depending on what's out there as far as the offers go.
I mean, I have a feeling somebody's going to wow him with, you know, $15 million a year for 3 or 4 years with a bunch of it guaranteed, and it's going to be too good to pass up. But again, I like the idea of what the Tampa Bay Bucs are doing. And by the way, GMs, study up on what they're doing in Tampa Bay, because if you're a team that fancies yourself as a contender, you better get a backup quarterback that can play. I know it's hard enough to get one, but if you're a contender, you better find a way to get two. Not one that's going to challenge your one, but certainly one that if your one goes down, your season is not over. And not enough teams have figured it out or valued the backup quarterback that way. I may have started something. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers may have picked up on it. Maybe something you start to see around the league. I'm not as dumb as you think. We'll tie a bow around it next.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Tickets punched, Joe. Iona back in the dance. They finally have rerouted that program and got it back to a quality program again. Back-to-back appearances as they took out Siena.
Poor Monmouth.
Yeah.
One of the best mid-majors 2 years in a row. They're not even going to have a chance to make a case this year.
But they're not finishing the job.
As almost none of the mid-majors who lost out early and who didn't win their conference tournaments, you know, the Oaklands, the Valpos, those teams are not going to have a way of making a case. You know, if you're a mid-major, let's put it this way. If you're outside of the Power Six in college basketball or the A-10 or the AAC, you better win your conference tournament or you're not getting in. That's the realities of the situation. You know, maybe the West Coast Conference, which has become the new Missouri Valley, they may send two, and there's always a third lurking. But that's it. The old Missouri Valley is now a thing of the past. They're a one-bid league along with everybody else, and they may end up being a no-bid league someday if Wichita State leaves and goes to the AAC.
That's entirely true.
You know, and other tickets punched, East Tennessee State.
Yes.
Right? And the last one was UNC Wilmington out of the CAA, correct?
Yep.
All right, we got more tickets to be punched today, and we'll talk about it all tomorrow on the Hump Day edition of The Attack, along with all the other latest and greatest. I wonder what kind of holiday tomorrow will be that we can have fun with.
Oh, yeah.
But it was great. It was fun. Wherever you're listening, keep listening. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.